like a web series that's half live action, half animated.
Yeah.
About an evil startup.
So you like?
I will not try to imitate Dr. Evil. Like, I'd be my own evil genius or whatnot.
Yeah.
But imagine when Dr. Evil was just getting started out. Like, he doesn't have the money, and he's renting his first evil warehouse, and all of the challenges that like an evil dude who's like going to take over the world goes through to set up his evil empire. That's, I want to start a story about that. I think it would be a great way to highlight sort of the injustices, like, you know, talk about, yeah, we're going to pollute this and because you're the evil company.
Mm-hmm. So basically a corporation, you know, really run.
But specifically just an evil startup.
Just to start shit and like, you know,
to half destroy the world and rule the remaining half.
Yeah.
My boy.
That would be a good story, actually.
So we can talk about it now. I saw.
Sorry. Oh yeah. Okay. Tell me something. Come on.
Taylor, oh, not right now.
Taylor, okay. Do you remember Derek Carroll?
No.
Okay. CTV News talked about him committing attempted murder.
Sad.
Yeah, I know. It's fucked
Who
up.
Who is Derek Carroll?
He was like one of our best friends. Between grade 5 and grade 8, we hung out like every weekend.
I think you more than I did. I like Derek Carroll. I tried to hang out with him.
What happened? So he's gotten convicted?
Not convicted, discharged.
What's happening? What happened?
Is he in jail?
Yeah, we should.
What happened?
He went crazy.
I remember his Facebook post again. I thought it was.
He started to go bonkers bananas.
But I was kind of for it because it was like, it was like world peace kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was like, okay, he's just turned into a big hippie.
Yeah.
We saw him fighting the MMA thing.
Yeah.
But then he got out of that.
He was self-trained and his girlfriend, his baby mama's was hot.
Yeah, but then she left him. Apparently that was like the beginning of the end.
So wait a minute, what did he do?
Who did he attempt to murder, actually?
So what he's in jail for is was driving the wrong way down the 401, pushed his girlfriend out of the car at highway speed, and then slammed into a cop car. And
funny. If we want, since we're doing
I think
city, if you want to do
the,
it,
the,
yeah.
The loggers.
Not that one.
And,
don't use that
and
one.
And fought the cops that arrested him. And at one point, like, stole their weapon. I'm embellishing. Here's the facts I know for certain. He did allegedly push the girl out of the car.
But that could have been just like a fight. That's a hell of a fight. Like,
and he did try to take away a cop's weapon. Because one of his charges is attempting to disarm an officer.
I gotta say, Mara did a really awesome job on these systems. These are socks. About a couple hours ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't even realize that. Awesome.
Yeah.
This was a wristband.
Let's do. Yeah, do they sell wristbands anymore?
Hey?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Where? I got this.
See,
I'd like to do some filming. I got an HD camera and bought it, $500. I want to be able to use them, so I want to really do stuff. So, anyways, and I know you guys like to do stuff, so
I only know jiu-jitsu, so I'm very limited in my knowledge.
I know roles. What I'm thinking is, if we can make a compelling sequence that it looks believable, you throw, you know.
Well, then let's start.
I can do amazing wrestling shit, and you can break chairs over my head, left, right, and center.
Okay.
Well, then let's
you can throw me.
Okay. Well, let's figure out our abilities.
Yeah.
And then we'll build a movie around that. That's more the better, better way to go, because there's no point in trying to make a big script that we just can't use.
Yeah. True.
Okay, but my idea is better.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go with that.
No, we'll.
Actually, I like all ideas. Whatever can be done the soonest.
And actually, I think there's a way to incorporate your idea as like a story arc.
Yeah.
You could be a whole fucking season.
How about this? We all develop our characters, what we fight for.
Yeah.
Like what drives us. And then we can kind of work in like what happens each season.
No. So it's the evil startup. Okay. But
we work together figuring out.
Kayla is the guardian of the portal tree, which is what he wants out of this to begin with. And he wins because we're just an evil startup. And I'm really pissed off. So then I'll just be like in like some sort of forest elsewhere, just like cutting down random trees, being like, fuck you, Kayla. Fuck you. Kicking over trees. So you will go Super Saiyan. We'll have you totally defeated. We'll have like chainsaws and stuff, and you'll like we'll paint you blue, and you'll be like, people will be flying across.
I'm sorry about that. Can I be a hapless guy who just always ends up in trouble and is trying to get out of it with his dog? And I try to stick my dog at people, but she just licks people's faces.
Aaron, you're Terry Gilliam.
Who's that? Oh,
yes.
Wait.
Monty Python.
You will occasionally show up in the skits, but your main addition, what we need from
animation.
You, is animation.
Yeah.
I don't want to do animation.
But no, you also
it
do
stunts.
It can
be crappy.
No, but the you're a good actor.
Look at Monty Python.
And
it's a lot of work.
That was good animation. Well,
more
what? Stylized.
Actually,
very
the music.
Stylized.
Aaron, too, the music. And no, seriously, me and you, we could do some cool action sequences. Like, seriously? Oh, like
I say we call, but yes, I'm good as a fall guy. Like I'm good at hitting
too.
The ground. But we gotta claim. Let's put claim to this bow and arrow stuff.
See, you know what? I would need an ally.
I don't want to. I don't.
No, it's too late. Well, maybe
my,
not.
My bow is quite capable of killing in a way that
is bad.
Well, we're gonna.
Killing is bad.
Oh, Bobby Spoon.
Rise?
There's no good outcome out of me taking my bonus.
Okay. Anyway.
What happened?
Definitely, first off, we got jammed first. But movie, I got you, bitch.
It's a work in progress. You gotta
right,
do, you
really
gotta good. Compromise a little bit.
Okay, wait, you got...
No, it's every time I talk to you. Like, okay, like, I was talking with Matt, and you came out to talk, and you're like, hey, I'm Kayla, and I'm saying Kayla stuff, and then you did this. And you were like, you're standing, like, right up on me.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's all right.
You don't have...
No.
Wait, how many
spots
you got?
What am I?
You need to add, like, 8 inches to your personal space calculator.
Okay.
I mean, put it this way. High five.
Yes.
You're oozing.
Yeah, it does that. High fives.
No. I've already explained this.
Hugs are good, but...
Broke space.
I've already explained this. I have already said flat out, without any hint of sarcasm, I think the entire world would be better if every man alive was more like Kayla. But we aren't. And you get too close to us as we move
and you're Rochambeau. I haven't started a family yet. Bigger picture. shit. Can you give choose that.
That was funny.
I know.
I'm just saying, like, I think you're amazing, and I think the world would be better if people were more like you.
Actually, but you know what?
But I'd
be a lot like you, too.
No, God, no.
Oh, without the Rochambeau part.
Aaron knows that more me's would be a bad thing.
Oh. There'd be a lot of the good wars. I mean...
More of the good wars.
I mean,
conflict?
I don't mean like, I don't mean good as in like, it'd be happy outcomes. I mean like, if you want to like, study strategy and like, actually enjoy a war. If you can enjoy a war, there'd be lots of spells. It'd be vicious.
Portugal, Germany.
And
that's why, hey, if we did a series where. You're like the corporate world, and then there's the natural world, and basically your strategy, and we're just like raw emotion, and like you know.
No, if we were going to go a completely different direction, I would actually... I need to tell you about Shadowrun.
Okay.
We need to play some Shadowrun. I lost my game. I don't know where somebody stole it.
I bought from a guy the paper and pencil rules.
But I mean, I lost my Sega Genesis. Somebody stole my Sega Genesis.
I know.
What is Sega Run? Shadowrun.
You're aware of what Dungeons and Dragons is.
Yep.
So, and you're aware of what Cyberpunk is.
Yeah.
So Shadowrun futuristic world, there's a cataclysm that occurs and humans mutate into elves and dwarves, so all those like
they don't come out of hiding.
It's like Rift.
They don't come out of hiding. No, there's a word for it. It's a sudden mutation. And it's very X-Men-esque.
And different.
Everyone, world. Most people, if you like, quite frequently, people will be born of normal human parents, and then at puberty, you'll turn into a troll. All of a sudden, you're 8 feet tall and you have horns.
Yeah.
Also, magic.
Hey, let's go up. Come on, Phil, let's go. I'm going. How does this work? You want to go? Or are you going with someone?
I want.
You want
to? Hey, that's the. Hey, Aaron. That's
not.
Hey, Todd, how does the next round work? Like, how does the next round work?
Right now, we're just getting I just want to get people connected.
Okay, so can we just start throwing?
Yeah, anybody starts. Anybody can throw right now.
Can I try my arrow on the first target?
No. Okay.
Not in the woods. Because I said so. And I love you.
I'll have one more beer.
You suck, Dave!
Jordan?
He's killing you with the shitty! Because Dave really wants to be Jordan no matter what.
B, try left-handed.
This is the match.
Like if you win three in a row, you're sort of kidding.
Yeah, that's why I like that guy.
If you win again?